Mariora Ete Fano, welcome back to a new Māori Millennial podcast episode. I'm so excited for today's episode because today we're here with Alicia. She's the passionate founder of Iti and Kuti, Little Changes Done Together, a small business committed to making te reo Māori accessible and engaging by introducing small, meaningful steps. Whether you're just getting started in your language journey, helping your whānau connect with their culture, or bringing te reo into your classroom or workplace, Iti and Kuti is here to meet you where you are. So I am beyond excited to have Alicia here today, having a little kōrero about her entrepreneurial journey and all of the things that she's learned and what she can share with you all today. So nau mai, haere mai, Alicia. Welcome to the Māori Millennial podcast.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Me too. So I am so interested in your journey with business. Like, how did you get started in your entrepreneurial journey? Take me back to those very first steps of opening up your company.
Cool. I guess I'm going to go even further back and start with like my journey in general. So my journey began with reconnection and reclamation, as I know for many others it does as well. And I grew up not deeply immersed, you know, in te reo and te ao Māori, but I did experience and live it through special events like tangihanga, birthdays, celebrations. And I often actually felt quite caught between the two worlds. So not being Māori enough in one space, but being, you know, too much in another, which is quite a thing that I struggled with growing up, you know, like how to navigate those feelings. And so reclaiming te reo Māori was one of those challenges where I guess it brought on the feelings of like whakamā for me from not knowing it, you know, when I was younger. And I actually listened to your podcast episode with Pepe Posey, and I really resonated with the kōrero around, you know, sharing whakapapa is enough. And I guess that's kind of where like Iti and Kuti comes in for me. So learning te reo Māori like one kupu at a time, like trying to share that journey and be on that journey, but at your own pace as well. In terms of, you know, getting into the business side of things, I saw a need for resources and tools that just weren't there, or I had ideas, you know, like what I could bring to the table as a designer. And I wanted to see these things integrated into like people's routines, everyday lives, like your environment that you see every day. And then, yeah, help these bring these tools that support people at any stage in their te reo Māori journey. And so when I began to share my experiences and that learning online on Instagram, I started to hear like the same kōrero around like the fear of why people weren't speaking it or learning it. People were scared of getting it wrong or being criticized. And that kind of opened up this, I guess, this aspect of the business and the educational side for me, where I could help people, you know, build that confidence, provide support in that pronunciation space so that people felt empowered to be engaged with te reo Māori. And so I guess, yeah, that long story short, that ties into, you know, Iti and Kuti meets people where they are. And I want the space that I take up on the internet and out there in the world to empower and build confidence.
That is beautiful. I love this journey so much. Like, this is one of my favorite things about business, is that you get to like go through your own journey, have your own experience, and you get to actually help other people, serve other people to really just, you know, help fix a problem. And that's exactly what you're doing, which is beautiful. And yeah, as I said, one of my favorite things about business. This sounds like it's like a huge kind of passion project for you. It's something that, you know, brings you a lot of fulfillment. Is there any element where like, or how do you kind of manage having your passion, but this also being your mahi? Is this something that, you know, is hard to still love as you go? Because I know for some people, like, you know, in the creative industry, when it becomes their mahi, it can be really challenging to still love it. Is this your experience? How do you navigate this? I'd love to learn more.
Great pass. I guess because I'm a full-time designer already, I've almost worked through those issues of like trying to overcome, I guess, the mundane of when, you know, your passion the thing that you're really good at becomes mahi, becomes your job. So of course there are like the moments where things are a lot more traditional in the business space, you know, like trying to manage timelines, there's logistics, even just making sure that my content is still relevant and engaging. But I guess like my bigger why, my bigger picture keeps me grounded. Like it always comes back to, I guess, yeah, the reclamation and, sorry, I just blanked.
You're okay.
I did. Yeah. I guess it comes back to my personal journey of reconnecting with Te Reo Māori. And then, yeah, because it is something that is on the side, it's my small pākehi, it is about nurturing, you know, like the energy that I give to it as well. So when I do turn up for Iti and Kiti, I'm there to give it everything as well.
No, that's beautiful. And that really, I guess, in my own journey, I don't know if you've seen the book Start With Why. I think it's Simon Sinek who
yes, wrote. Yeah.
Yeah, I love this book so much, and it's all about that, eh? Like, you know, when we do turn our mahi in, when we turn our passion into our mahi, it's like what keeps us going is that vision, that why, that deep thing that can keep us going when we have those challenges. So that's absolutely beautiful. I would love to learn more about your business journey and kind of like the strategies that you have or any tips or tricks that you can share with our audience today who are wanting to start a business, because I know it's not something that, in my own experience, it's not easy starting a business. In fact, there are so many different challenges. So if you had any tips that would be able to help our audience today who wanted to get into entrepreneurship, what would those be?
Oh, that's a great one. I would say you really need to embrace the multifacetedness that, you know, you are going to be every single role in your pākehi. So, and I had to learn to wear many hats, and I'm no longer just the designer, you know, like I became the marketer, the content creator, the accountant, the photographer, and the community builder as well. And until you build, I guess, a team to support you, it's important that you yourself understand each aspect of your pākehi. And then alongside that, I do, yeah, work full time as a designer. So managing my time is really important now. And so it's funny, like just like I budget every dollar, I schedule and give, you know, purpose to each hour in my day. So whilst I plan, you know, I've got blocks of time where I have to, you know, turn up to mahi, I also plan for my business, but I plan for social time, rest, exercise, and whānau time as well, which I think is really important. And then another huge one for me is to reflect and iterate. So, you know, when you try something new, it's actually really scary and it can take a while. Sometimes it's the anticipation of doing, you know, the scary thing that makes it take a while. But reflecting on that thing, like what went well, what you could improve, is really important. And I think that's what I've learned a lot when I've moved this into like the marketer space. So like, you know, what do I learn from those days at the markets? They're really long. You know, you're talking to a lot of people, but each time my partner and I discuss, you know, like what went well, what didn't, and then what are we going to do next time? And that just makes the day a lot more fulfilling as well. And you can also, yeah, you give yourself a clearer vision moving forward.
That's super relatable. And I actually do that so much within my own life. You know, being able to reflect on things is huge, because that way, whether it's like a struggle or something amazing, you can always end up learning a lesson from it, which is just incredible. And I always like to look at some of the struggles that I've experienced. Like, actually, this is a blessing, because this is an opportunity for me to become stronger, to become better, and to actually just level up. So I love that so much. Talking about struggles or hard times, what are some of the struggles or hard times that you've encountered in this journey, and how did you navigate that?
Oh my goodness, that is a great question. And I think it goes without saying, like, you will, you know, there's always a struggle. Yeah. Just about how you, I guess, approach it and, you know, turn it into an opportunity, like you were saying. For me at Iti and Kiti, it's the balance of like teaching, educating, being in that space, but also sharing my own journey.
Yeah.
at the beginning, you know, I had these thoughts that I'm not qualified enough. You know, I'm still learning to deal Māori as an adult, and I haven't had any, I guess I don't have any qualifications in that space either. But it's never been about, you know, achieving perfection as well. I just wanted to share my journey in the hopes that, you know, it does resonate with other people, to get more people to be open and willing. Another struggle as well was overcoming that decision paralysis.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest things we faced early on was just like that never-ending to-do list, yeah. Which all of that is set by myself. You know, it's not the end of the world if these things don't get done, but it did mean that I felt so overwhelmed, you know, moving into that business space.
Mm.
And it also impacted, you know, my productivity, my outlook on my business as well, and just learning to let things go if they weren't perfect.
Mm.
And actually, reflecting on what you were saying, like mindset and language has been a massive part of this journey too. So the words, you know, that I use to describe my experiences have changed a lot. So I reframe some of those like negative kupu in order to keep me moving forward. So, you know, reframing words like fail and failure, you know, becoming opportunities, you know, where to go from here. It's definitely a mindset shift that is hard to do. But it does help me turn, you know, those challenges, those things into more of a proactive approach. And it also makes me excited, like, what can I solve today kind of thing.
Yeah, no, that's so relatable. I love it so much. You have obviously learned so much on this kind of business journey and development. And I think I personally reckon that, you know, a business journey is a self-development journey too, because in order to see those successes in your business, you firstly have to grow and develop and all of those things. So what would you say is like your number one tip for any up-and-coming business owners, or perhaps already established business owners that are wanting to develop and grow? What tip can you share with them?
Ooh, I would say, and you hear this a lot, but I think it lacks context, but avoiding comparisons and, you know, focusing on your own journey is super important. I think especially being a small pākehi, it's my, you know, like it's my side hustle. It's something that I can only give so many hours in a day to. It's easy to look at more established businesses and feel like you're behind, not a race. And it's important to remember, like, not to compare your chapter, you know, your 1 and 2 to someone else's chapter 15.
Yes.
And that has been a massive learning for me, like, whilst I've balanced, you know, growing at Tenkuti alongside working full time.
Yeah, 100%. I love that tip so much. And it's, yeah, totally relatable. I used to do that a lot too. I'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not doing X, Y, and Z, or I've just posted their income. Why have I not got that yet? And it's like actually just embracing that journey one step at a time and knowing that, I think, I don't know, I can't remember who said it, but like comparison is the thief of joy.
Yes.
So that's a beautiful tip. I love that so much. Over the next few years, or over the next little chapter of your journey, where can you see Iti and Kuti growing? Like, what's the future looking like for you? I'm so excited.
Well, that's an exciting question. I guess I like to dedicate, you know, like a kupu to like the, I guess, the future and like the coming years. And my current guiding word is amplify. So just expanding and growing in all areas of my business. To me, this is looking like, you know, like showing up and being present in those online spaces. Like, people don't know who I am, you know. Mm. I need to start like vocalizing that more, like who we are, what we do, but also expanding, yeah, like the products that we create, reflecting on people's feedback to, you know, make those better, and also building connections. I think that's been a massive learning as well, just being able to collaborate, to kōrero with other people, whether they're in, you know, doesn't matter what part of their journey it is. I think you can learn something from everyone, and just being able to keep those connections and keep that kōrero alive. Yeah, so just a lot of growth, a lot of development over here.
I love that so much. That's beautiful. I have one more question for you after the one that I'm actually about to just pop in. I wanted to know if there's any other kind of things that you wanted to share with our audience before my last question. Is there any kind of words of wisdom or anything that you can share with those listening in today?
Oh, that's a great question. I guess another thing that I would have loved to have heard more, you know, when I was transitioning into this space, was to start slow. And I know that almost goes against a lot of, you know, like what we see, people like dive deep, go hard. Yeah. I guess for my personality type and how I like to live my life, it would have been good to see the message start slow and grow gradually.
Yeah.
Because amongst the excitement of, you know, thinking of a new idea, of a new business, it's quite energizing, but it does take time to learn, to build. And I think having your foundation is probably the most important step in building your business. So, yeah, starting small, you know, get your feelers out there, understand your strengths. Because, yeah, like I was saying, it's such a multifaceted role being a Pākehī owner that you do learn very quickly what you don't know and the areas that you need to upskill in and the challenges that come with growth as well. So, yeah, start slow and grow gradually would be my final kōrero there.
I love that so much. That is perfect. I, of course, will have all of the links for, like, your shop, for your Instagram, for everything down in the description below. But I just wanted to ask how those listening in today can support your Pākehī. I absolutely love it, and I would just love to be able to point people in the right direction to being able to support you and your business. So how would they be able to support you best?
Ah, that's so gorgeous. So engaging with our content over on Instagram at Itty and Kitty helps us, you know, share who we are and what we do. Getting in touch with us, you know, flick us a message and say you've heard me, like, chatting over here. That'd be great. I'll share a discount, you know, code with you guys as well, because I appreciate being, you know, coming on here and talking to you today. Providing feedback. I'm very keen to, you know, refine, iterate, develop what I do and what I produce. And I'm very open to hearing others' ideas and how I can make things better. So honestly, any feedback is always welcome. Just, you know, reach out as well. And I guess, yeah, the final thing is just shopping locally, whether that's, you know, with me, Itty and Kitty, or another small Pākehī. You know, you're supporting more than just a small business as well. So I think it's important to remember that as we go into the festive season.
I love that so much. And I'll definitely have all of the links, as I said, whānau, down in the description below so that you can go and check out Itty and Kitty. I would definitely recommend. I've got my own little products, which I'm so excited about. So if you want to go and support Alicia's business, go and have a look in the description below. But it has been so beautiful chatting to you today, and I'm so grateful for your time. So thank you, Alicia. I am beyond grateful, and I've loved learning about your journey in business, and I can't wait to possibly do, like, an updated version in a year or so and just see how much you've grown in that time. So yeah, I just wanted to tuku mihi ki a koe. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I can't wait to watch Itty and Kitty grow.
Oh, thank you so much. No, big mahi to you, gorgeous girl. And yeah, no, thank you for the opportunity, for allowing me to, you know, put it all waffle on over here.
I've loved it so much.
Thank you.